Hey, this is Paris. I hope you enjoyed the Data Vampire series that we did back in October. It's had a fantastic response. And for that series, I spoke to a bunch of experts, and now we're releasing the full-length versions of those interviews for our supporters over on patreon.com. And I wanted to give you a preview of what those interviews sound like, so you can consider whether to go to patreon.com/techwontsaveus, become a supporter yourself, so you can learn even more about the important topics that we dug into in that special series. So enjoy this clip from my interview with Aurora Gomez Delgado.
Other than the data centers in Madrid and Barcelona, they sort of go to these rural areas where they know there's not a lot of jobs for people. They know there's not a lot of economic opportunity, and say, if you let us build this major data center here, then, you know, we'll be able to give you jobs and pay taxes and all these sorts of things to kind of take advantage of the economic desperation in those places, I guess.
There is always this problem with the biggest company. It's the same for data centers or any kind of capitalism business, is that they go and they have this promise of jobs. The local mayors always want to give jobs to their citizens because it's the main problem for all of them. The problem is the local mayors always think in 4 years in advance because we have the elections only in 4 years. They never think about how the next generation is going to be suffering the lack of resource, the lack of environmental resources, or also the heat or the lack of water. So they believe this promise. They say, okay, come here. We change our law. We also give you, sometimes they give the territory so you can build everything. So they are changing the law so they can go there. Sometimes it's different in different parts of the world because, you know, it's the same problem, the same narrative, the same companies. But maybe in Spain, we are more focusing in water. In Ireland, are more focusing in energy. It depends.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so what would be the biggest concern that these data centers present for the communities that you're talking about?
In Spain, our main concern, of course, is water. This is our main concern. Because we also have a lot of renewable energy. We have solar power, we have wind. This is no problem for us. We are moving so fast in this part of the problem. But the water is a problem, and it's a problem for all the businesses that are going here in Spain right now. For example, we also have this other problem, is the macro farms. The macro farms that are here, for example, for breeding pigs, are so big that we are selling pigs to all Europe. These pigs are contaminating the underworld. So you are in a region that you have the macro farms of pigs that are contaminating the water. You have the touristification that also steal resources for local population. And you also have these data centers that also are going to steal the water. So you are assuming one problem to another, and the water is not an infinite resource. This is something that this is very funny because they told us in a school that water is an infinite resource for the cycle of water, but they didn't explain us about the aquifers and the underground water. So it's difficult to people to understand how big is the problem until they suffer the lack of water.
If you found that clip intriguing, go to patreon.com/techwontsaveus, where you can become a supporter, support the work that goes into making the show, and get the full-length version of that interview. Thanks so much.